Yeah, Jack. Oh, Mr. Owen is on the line. Can you speak to him once?
Yep. Ship full. How are you going? All day long on the phone and still nothing. Now, one girl said to me, we'll arrange a new modem to come out for you. We'll put it on the courier. We'll put it on right away. That was this morning. I'm still waiting to hear back what time that modem's coming at and if it's coming today. She said, oh, she would do it right away and I would get the modem. I'd just switch it in and off again. I had the same problem with these guys at the start. Exactly the same problem. I had to pay $500. I had to pay $500 to get my tech to come out just to realign everything up after you sent me out the next modem. $500 for nothing. And not now we're going through the same thing. I don't want to have to pay. I don't have money to pull out of my arse. Like this company from day one, we have had problems. This is our second modem. Is it going to send out another modem? That's going to be our third modem in the length of time we have been with these guys. Sorry? You actually cut my wife's Wi-Fi off, and she had to go through all the bullshit of having to call the server up and try to get everything sorted again. So that wasn't good when you did that. Then this one here, when the new modem came in, we could not get that to accept what we had in the shop. We had to get our take out. She charged me $500 for coming out to link the system up again, which we shouldn't have had to. It should have been a plug-and-go system, which I was told it would be, but $500 later, there you go. Now, I just don't like fuck. I don't like bread. The power light's on, DSL light's on, solid. The internet light's flashing. And the 5, the 2.4 is solid. The 5 is flashing. the internet light is flashing, yes. He has left for the day, and he won't be back. Sorry? He was speaking to you guys on the phone. He got the number, eventually got the number of you guys, the number he wanted, so he could connect, and he put that number in that he was given. He only did what you guys told him to do. Yeah. Factory reset. I can't see where it says factory reset. Yep, I'm looking. There's nothing here that actually says factory reset. There is one that says 2.4 GWPS. Hold on, reset. Yep. 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 The only light that's flashing, the only light that's flashing is the internet. Okay, can I let the pin go now? Okay, pin's out. And yeah, we got flashing lights. Now we got no lights. They've all went out. Yep. correlate has come on, DSL is flashing. Yep.
Can I do the floor?
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, do
you want me to do that? Huh?
Yeah, don't worry about it. The two Wi-Fi lights have come up now. 2.4 and 5 DSL. The two Wi-Fi lights have come up now. DSL is still flashing. DSL has just went solid. They're both solid. Yep. Okay, I'm just trying to pick it up on the laptop. Okay, you're not connected to. I did. Netcom 1763. Sorry, 1753. Okay. Yeah, no, that's cool. So it came up. I've done it, and it goes, you're not connected to the internet. Now the 5 is not stable on the first what? Okay, the power light is solid. Internet flashes every now and again. 2.4 is solid. The 5 is flashing. No, I can't connect to internet. I put my laptop up. And I press the internet, and it is not letting me back into history. And I go to open the browser, what do you mean? So go into, go in, okay, hold on, I've got to clear it. So, you want me to go in, one, nine, two, yep. Okay, I've clicked on it. 192.168.20.1. Yeah, and it comes up already. And it just went to, yeah, start the setup wizard, no skip. Hold on. No skip to main menu. Okay. Okay, so looking at the screen now, we're on a screen that says Netcom. We got the circles, the front. The top option is an internet, and it's clicked. It's green with a white tick in it. On my modem. It's okay. I'll tell you what I have on my screen. It says Netcom at the top. Then you've got a circle with lines through it. It says internet. It's got a green ball beside it with a white tick in it. To the left of that and moving down, it gets wireless device. Below that, it's got a phone icon. Then it's got your USB symbol. Then it's got your wireless 5GHz with a 1 in it. And then it's got wireless 2.4. GHZ with a 0. We're not on the same page, are we? If I take a photograph of it, I can't send it to you. Okay, so I'm on my laptop. So I've taken a picture of it, right? And what do you want me to send it on? Hold on. Do you want me to send it on WhatsApp? Okay, we'll try. Yep. 295532. Okay. It's not letting me cancel. Okay, we've got to go to text messages. That didn't work. This is the phone. All photos. is he only followed through what you guys told him to do. Okay. Camera. Photograph. Okay, I just sent that through. Oh, it's still loading. Yep, it's through. No. Okay. Send a standard text message. Excuse me. Try that. Sending. The technician actually followed your guys' instructions because I was here. He had my phone and he had my laptop out. He went for the number. Took them a while to get the number, the NBN number from you guys. Eventually got it and went and put it in what you guys give him. So unless you guys give him the wrong number, then... Now, he's not going to be back to Monday, so I'm going to be left in the shit again to Monday. That's a whole week now. And, man, this other mob, their thing might have been slow, but at least it actually worked. Yeah, no, it's fucking shit reception here because we don't have Wi-Fi. I'll walk out of the shop and see if I can get a better reception. That's the reason for getting the Wi-Fi. You get it through yet? Did you get the message through yet? Hello? I do, but I tried to send it on WhatsApp. It's not letting me send it to you on WhatsApp. Sorry? Okay, so I've did it again. It says sent as text message. So try again and see if you've got it. Sorry? Hold on, I'm walking back in. Take that away from me, Mick, please. Sorry, go again.
Or do it really quick.
look at the left-hand side of the screen, there is no summary, and there is no whatever you're saying. I have just got that picture. The picture that I sent to you, that's exactly what I've got up on my laptop. Nothing else. Okay, see the picture you're looking at? Okay, so can you see something on the left-hand side that says that? It's not doing anything. Well, it should be arriving very shortly because it was being sent out right away by express post. So I'd expect it to be here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Unless here I was speaking to. Now, whenever I go onto that internet thing, my arrow goes to a hand that's not letting me do it. So if I come out of that, well, the girl says to me, because it was done this morning, she says, I'll get it sent out to you right away. Man, this whole thing has just been a mess from day one. See what I'm looking at? When I'm looking at my modem now, I've got five solid lights. Oh, no. I did have five solid lights, and then the internet light starts to flash again. Yeah. Yes. The internet light flashes and the five is flashing. Okay. Find this. Okay, when I click on it, the icon for the internet goes solid. Then when I come out and try to pull something up, it comes up, you're not connected to the internet. This page cannot be displayed because your computer is currently offline. Mate, nobody invoices you the same day they do the job. Well, if you're speaking to the girl that was on the phone, the girl will be able to tell you exactly what he did. Because, yeah, but we had one of... Sorry for interrupting you. Sorry. The girl he was on the phone with, he was on the phone with the girl for quite a while. The girl was obviously trying to help him. She was telling him what to do, and he was doing what she was telling him to do. So she did. He did everything that she told him what to do. Because they were on the phone, there was two of them on the phone, two for quite a while, a Scottish guy and I think it was an Aussie guy. I think it was the Aussie guy in the end. And he was on the phone with the girl for quite a while. The girl and him were discussing the whole thing. So the girl knows exactly what went on. Sorry? When she told me she's going to put it on Express Post, I took it for granted I was going to... Yeah, more money, more hassle. I understand you're trying to help me, but I am so frustrated. I feel like punching somebody. Like, I just, oh, man, I am just livid. Yeah, and I've got that. So this means all my internet sales are... All right. Well, dude, I'm a butcher. I'm not familiar with how to set these toggles up, how to work the internet, how to do that. That's why when somebody gives me something, so I have to, it's not that easy because I've got three scales. I get three scales connected to it. So I have to reconnect each one of them scales, which the last time I had to do that cost me $500. So we get a new one coming out on Monday. I can't do much about it, can I? I can't do much about it. Just speak loud.
Booking instructions for the easy pass.
Sorry, give me two ticks. Let me have a minute to get it. Okay, so proceed with it. Well, it should have been already. It should have already been dispatched anyway. So, no, I wasn't changing my mind. I just want to get my stupid Wi-Fi going. Yeah. Well, the girl kept saying she was going to call back, but I end up having to call her probably two or three times. She said, I'll just call you right back. And I actually set my phone, an alarm on my phone. Call M phone. Sorry, what were you saying? No worries, so we'll get it on Monday and we'll start all this shit all over again. Excuse me. Dude, I don't know how to do that shit. I've wasted so much time on the phone today. Yeah, but I'm probably not going to bother. Okay, so I'll wait for that problem. You already did. No worries. Thanks for that. I'll speak to you Monday. Cheers. Bye.